And John Tumlin is with us. John's just got back from China. Not quite sure if he's still there or he's back home, but he's on the line. Thanks for joining us, John. Te nakwe. You're back home?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, fine. What took you to China, or is that commercially sensitive?
No, no, it's not. We need to build bridges to economies that are on the range and that are producing products that will help advance us. Everything from health imaging machines, and we're going to say that's from MRIs to all the rest of it. We've been knocked out of understanding not just the manufacture of those, where they're going to head into the future, but also why we're always in the back of the queue. And so when you go from the beginning of the story, you've got to start there because often we're precluded from it here. So anyway, we went there because we've entered into MOUs with a bunch of people who we will do business with and who will lift the capacity and capability of services to our people, whether it's in radiotherapy and the better construction of equipment to do that, to ensuring that we have the best scanning opportunities, like 4D is available right now. And what that means is that when you go through a screen, and the screen happens in a matter of minutes, and you can work out straight away what issues or lesions you've got, from cancer to anything else, and it can screen the heart, the kidneys, the lungs, the bowels, everything, and give you an idea very quickly if you've got issues, looming issues, or if you have them already, the extent of them, what might need to happen in a lot quicker time turnaround. You with me? Now that's where we're in grave difficulties, because that's some of our biggest death rates occur because of undiagnosed, and then by the time it's diagnosed in our communities, it's too late. You know, you're placed on a very difficult journey with the family. And so we've got to try and get our people in the right part of a queue. And we can only do that if we start to produce and run our own systemic. And that's the promise of it. So that was why we went there. Hawaii Products, which is a competitor to Samsung and to, Apple, they provide a whole range of devices and product. Just because other people don't like Chinese people. See, somebody's enemy isn't my enemy, Dale. Just because the Yanks might like the Chinese or might see them as a threat commercially, and they do, that doesn't mean to say that we have to believe that they're a commercial enemy as well. If you must treat people on the strength of their character, not on their ethnicity, their colour, their creed, because we have been discriminated against like that. So we've got to treat people on the strength of their character and what they can engage with us on and what we can achieve in mutual co-trade without any middlemen getting in our way, clipping our tickets.
Tēnā, well, look, I respect the way that Waipirate has always thought outside the box. And, you know, you're playing big ball here, aren't you, when you're going over and purchasing MRIs, etc., and 4D scanning equipment. Are you deliberately circumventing the normal procurement processes that exist in the government framework?
They don't work for us. Never have. They work for people that... look, if they work for those that practice their values, okay? Like, for instance, the way we get beat up for providing awhitanga and arohatanga on MRIs, it's seen as something wrong. You know, the way we practice our culture? I'm just talking about the latest articles by this woman, Vance. And so, you know, when you get a first-generation immigrant here trying to tell us how to live our tikanga and our lives, it makes it very difficult. And so this is the story that we suffer all the time. So what we've got to do is make our own story. And we if we can't live up to this, up in Anatta said in 1943, if we cannot live up to the standards of the Pākehā, don't worry about that. Just live up to the best standards of being a good Māori. Now, I think we get confused bipolar and all this sort of stuff, because when you're never going to live up to what they want, right? So what we're going to do is just be as good as we can be and get rid of all the white noise and go straight to what's going to be good for our people and have that conversation, because God bless them, they don't know any better, if you know what I mean, out in the street. So it behoves our leadership to then just start to create new pathways, new journeys, new opportunities. And the Chinese experience is only part of that. The American experience has been a very important part of that. The UK experience has been a very important part of that. But not to be colonised and captured and assimilated, but to understand our journey, of just being a very good Māori on every day of the week.
Māori A-list business delegation, yeah?
Well, it's there for us to have a think about, have a look at. It's there for us. We are the great, as they said, the great voyagers of the Pacific. And so that voyaging and aspiration level amongst us burns bright in every one of our people. And so to question what hangs over that horizon has always been in us, and so we must conquer the horizons. And so I think just embarking on these sorts of trips and journeys, working through what is the latest in technology and being opened up to us. I'll give you an example. 8 years ago, I was in a Māori delegation of 40 that went with the Callaghan Research Group to California, and to go right through the whole of California from top to bottom, whether it was Amazon, Microsoft, etc., just to visit. The visits I had there were, I could have stayed at home and learned it off the internet. But when you go to, when you're hosted in, say, Beijing, Shenzhen, which is the Silicon Valley of China, it's an open door policy. Because they say this, look, what we're showing you is the best we've got. This is where we think it's going to arrive. And so they're not hiding anything. They're just saying, no, well, we will show you what the best of what we've got, because if somebody else in the world can beat us, that's okay. But we'll also get there sooner or later. But it's best they have an open door policy. And so I was really grateful for the overt and open nature of what's available there. Incredible, really.
Well, as I say, hats off to you for recognising there's another way to get the job done, and our people deserve the best. And so we must source the technology that identifies at the earliest possible chance health issues that can really affect their lives going forward. So, Hoki Mai, good to have you back, John, and plenty of interesting politics as the politicians arrive back in Wellington. Appreciate you giving us some feedback from the Chinese trip today. Ngā mihi. Tēnā koe. John Tamir.